Will Punxsutawney Phil see his shadow? Phil is a famous groundhog, a squirrel-like rodent, who lives in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. February 2nd is Phil's big day because it's Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is an odd American ritual based on an old belief that groundhogs can predict the weather. But a groundhog has the power of prediction only on February 2nd. On that day, when a groundhog pokes his head out of his burrow, if he sees his shadow, he will stay underground in his burrow, and there will be 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see his shadow, he'll come out of his burrow, and spring will come soon. A few communities in the United States and Canada celebrate Groundhog Day with a festival. The climax of the festival is the moment when a groundhog is brought out of a cage and tells the people if he sees his shadow or not. It's a strange tradition, but most traditions are, aren't they? Groundhog Day is a good time to start a new series here on English with Ray, a series on conditional verb forms, also called conditionals. Conditionals are used to show that one action or situation depends on another. So, if the groundhog sees his shadow, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. Or, there will be 6 more weeks of winter if the groundhog sees his shadow. There are 2 parts to the sentence. 1. The conditional part, if the groundhog sees his shadow. And 2. The result part. There will be 6 more weeks of winter. The result of 6 more weeks of winter depends on the condition of the groundhog seeing his shadow. It doesn't matter if the condition or the result comes first in the sentence. The order doesn't change the meaning. Notice the verbs in the conditional sentences above. The conditional part of the sentence uses the present tense, sees. The result part of the sentence uses the future tense, will be. This type of conditional sentence is called the future real conditional. This form is useful for talking about things that might happen in the future. If we win this game, we will play in the championship game. You will never learn if you don't study. It can be used to make a promise. I will wash the dishes if you cook supper. If my daughter makes good grades, I will take her to a movie. If you are sure that something will happen in the future, you can use when instead of if. When I get my paycheck, I will pay the rent. I know that I will get a paycheck. He will call me when he arrives in Dallas. I know that he will arrive in Dallas. There are many other conditional forms, and we will be learning about them together in the next few weeks. By the way, I have my own Groundhog Day tradition. I watch the movie Groundhog Day. I love that movie. If you watch it, I think that you will love it too.